Hey everybody, Brandon Lewis here. I hope you are excited and looking forward to having a fantastic weekend. I know I am. But before you go out and celebrate with your friends and family as the Draconian work week has ended, I'm going to give you the news that should motivate you to figure out who is running for office in your neck of the woods and if you can support them in the upcoming GOP primaries. We're going to have some news that may or may not impact the election and how you vote. We've got news about Chinese companies getting millions of your tax dollars and then firing workers and asking for more. We've got stories about rhinos hiring never Trumpers to run re-election campaigns. And we've got stories about a variety of things that most conservatives probably don't think should be happening in Tennessee government. If you want to keep up with conservative news in Tennessee, we are the largest and only conservative news alternative. So please do go to TennesseeConservativeNews.com, hit that subscribe button, and Mr. Jason Vaughn will put the e-newsletter into your box every day around the lunchtime hour, so you can be the most informed conservative, the most informed Republican you know. We are the only source for news that you can trust in Tennessee. Please do follow us on Gab, Getter, Truth, MeWe, and Rumble. And you can check out our podcast anywhere you get your podcast. Just search for The Tennessee Conservative. Guys, before we get into these stories, got some stuff in the mailbag. It says, God bless you, Brandon, and all who support you. Thank you for sending that in along with a donation. I've got this other note here that says, it is my prayer that your love may abound more and more with knowledge and discernment, so you may approve what is excellent and so be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness to the glory and praise God. Amen. Thank you, Tracy, for sending that in. And then also, I got this nice note from Lulu. It says, thank you for what you are doing for all of us. I appreciate you, Lulu. Guys, let's get right into the news. And if you want to mail me checks to help our poor little struggling conservative newspaper, you can mail them to P.O. Box 625, Signal Mountain, Tennessee, 37377. Or you can go to TennesseeConservativeNews.com and hit that support button. Any amount helps. Let's get into it. Rhino Senator John Lundberg hires never-Trumper consultant for re-election campaign. Senator John Lundberg from District 4 has hired the consulting firm of never-Trumper and former chief of staff to Governor Bill Lee, Blake Harris, to run his 2024 re-election campaign. A resident from the Nashville area, Harris founded his lobbying and PR firm, BH Strategy, back in 2022. There's only one thing I probably don't trust. I probably trust less than a politician, and that's a lobbyist. He previously served as a member of Governor Lee's cabinet for 3 years, which means, I don't know, was he in there when all the COVID decisions were being made, when the schools were being shut down, when small businesses were being shut down, when you were being forced to wear masks and embarrassed and harangued by Governor Lee because you were a terrible Christian for wanting to go to church? I wonder if he gave old Governor Lee some advice while he was there, priding himself on being the, quote, political strategist behind Governor Lee's dark horse gubernatorial 2018 win. I guess this guy's strategy was primarily just a lie to people about everything you promised to do, because that's all Governor Lee has done based upon his campaign promises. Search, if you ever want to really get your ire up, go online and search Bill Lee's 10, T-E-N, for 10, T-E-N-N, campaign promises. And you put in the comments section, once you read those, how many of them he delivered on. And it's one. One out of 10. Brought on as president in BHA strategy, Brent Easley, who previously served as Governor Lee's legislative director for almost 5 years. Considering the lack of conservative values realized by much of Governor Lee's legislation, there's no surprise that Senator John Lundberg, who has a terrible voting record, it took closed circuit transmission, guys. You don't want to be supporting John Lundberg. Would hire him back in this year's Senate race. It remains to be seen if District 4 voters have had enough of Senator Lundberg's establishment GOP approach to policy. Lundberg's opponent in the race, Bobby Harshbarger, who I'm going to talk to tomorrow, has previously criticized Senator Lundberg's voting record on legal immigration and LGBTQ-related legislation for not being in line with conservative values, because it isn't. Often I feel like I am toiling and struggling in obscurity over here, and that nothing that we do matters, because the Republicans are just dumb, deaf, and blind to the desires of GOP primary voters and conservatives in this state. You can see it. I mean, not one single solitary piece of legislation got passed to stop illegal immigration at the state level or prevent it Not one single solitary piece of legislation that was actually going to be effective. All of it was killed by Republicans. And you wonder, okay, is what we're doing, bringing you this news, even helping? And then I hear from Bobby's campaign manager that the reason that he's running for office is because he was on my subscriber list and he kept getting all the news about Lundberg's terrible votes, and he decided he was going to run, which is the same thing Brian Ritchie told me. So if our publication does nothing else but make folks like you who get fed up with Republican rhinos and decide to go throw your hat in the ring, if we do nothing more than that, I think it's time and money well spent. Next story. Tennessee sits on the sidelines as other Republican states make it illegal for aliens to enter. While Tennessee lawmakers have been passing reactive illegal immigration bills, other Republican states have taken an initiative effectively banning illegal immigrants from entering into or living within their borders. Oklahoma, Texas, Iowa, Louisiana, and Florida have all recently passed preventative illegal immigration laws to tackle this issue head on. Oklahoma state legislature passed a bill this year that prohibits illegal immigrants from entering or living in the state. The Texas state legislature passed a bill making it a crime to enter the state without going through the legal ports of entry. Similar to Texas's bill, Iowa's legislation gives judges the option to drop charges against an illegal immigrant if the individual agrees to return the country voluntarily. Louisiana's state legislature is currently considering a bill to, quote, deter unlawful entry to the state by creating crime of unlawful entry and reentry by an alien. In Florida, a new law also prohibits cities and counties from enabling illegal immigrants. Even states like Arizona and New Hampshire are attempting to take preventative measures. But meanwhile, the corporately purchased rhinos that serve in leadership, they don't give a flying fig about what conservative primary voters want, because they got that corporate money coming in. And those lobbyists come in there and tell them what to do and how high to jump and when to do it. And Cameron Sexton and Randy McNally and all his ilk who want gay pride flags to be in Tennessee classrooms and voted for it. This is kind of where we are, guys. This is where we are. And so you need to take a look at the landscape in Tennessee this upcoming election cycle, because we have got a great chance, a very good chance, to kick out tons of these awful rhinos. Ken Yeager has got an opponent, Tina. You've got Lundberg's got an opponent. Gardenhire, awful. He's got an opponent. Many of these rhino, awful folks, Chris Spencer running against Farrell Hale. We've got a chance to get Randy McNally's perverted old ass out of office. The same guy that presided over all the COVID stuff that me and you had to endure. We need to get some people up there to kick his butt out of office. As he is not a servant of the people, he is a servant of himself. Guys, if you want to reach more conservatives in Tennessee than any other platform, people that actually know what's going on and care about politics and policy and issues, do go to TennesseeConservativeNews.com, hit that advertise button. I often see that conservative business owners are too chicken, you know what, to tell people that they're conservative. But then you look at the other liberal publications and corporations, and they don't seem to care if folks know that they're so far to the left they've fallen off the flat earth, okay? And so we need folks like you to contribute or to advertise, and we would love to see you as we have had so many others advertise in the past. So go to TennesseeConservativeNews.com, hit that advertise button. Next story, China-based company given millions by Tennessee tax dollars. That's not Tennessee tax dollars. Those are your tax dollars. Lays off workers and says they need more money. Let's get into it. A company based in China that was given millions in incentives to create an EV battery plant in Clarksville, Tennessee. Now, this is all connected to this Ford Motor Company boondoggle that they gave $2 billion and woke Ford Motor Company. You know, the ones that got all mad because Georgia was trying to tighten up their voter laws, that the ones that essentially came down and said, hey, if we want to force our workers to wear masks or be vaccinated, you've got to let us do that before they even built a company. And then what do? After losing $1 billion in their electrical vehicle division, they pull back out of it. Now, where's all, what are Tennessee taxpayers ever going to get any recompense for all the wasted time, energy, and money that go to these corporations that go belly up? It's like the government only wants consequences for me and you, but never the politicians and never the companies that are sucking on the government tit. Excuse my language, but that's what they're doing. Microvast promised almost 300 jobs in Tennessee 3 years ago, But performance reports filed show that very few of those jobs have been created. A former employee reports that many workers have been terminated as of April 19th. In 2022, Microvast estimated it would cost $300 million to complete the project in Montgomery County. The year before, the company received $3 million in fast-track grants, which is just another way of saying corporate grift. It's another way for the politicians to say, hey, if you put in $30,000 in campaign contributions, we'll give you $3 million. Of tax money. Fast track companies from the state, Microvast also received a $5 million abatement on county and real property tax over the first 20 years of plant operations. In October of 2022, the company was expected to receive $200 million in federal grants for this subsidized Green New Deal control mechanism they're trying to do. Following an inquiry that ties to the Chinese government, the U.S. Department decided not to award the money while declining to say whether their decision was connected with China's alleged government influence over the company. CEO Yang Wu is asking the state for another $150 million to complete the half-finished project. When your governor, Lee, and his very savvy economic development people up there that get paid all kinds of money to waste yours, these are the investments they're picking. Companies that are going belly up. Things that can't be completed. They look out in the marketplace and they go, yeah, that's what we need. Even though conservative primary voters say, no, the hell we do. Next story. Memphis residents pay the cost of big business through proposed property tax increase. Memphis officials have proposed a 28% property tax hike while offering massive tax breaks to large corporations. This is like a recurring theme. Mayor Paul Young says the city needs $30 million to cover budget shortage that now the COVID-19 relief funds are no longer coming in. This is also what happens. Government gets these federal dollars that are earmarked for this, that, and the other that are temporary. They create permanent positions off of it. The federal money leaves, and then they tax the heck out of the citizens to make up the difference. The $30 million is coincidentally the same amount needed to provide tax breaks to some of Memphis's biggest businesses. 2023 reports show 528 parcels of land were given breaks in Memphis and Shelby County. This is important to note, however, these breaks are self-reported by the companies to the comptroller. There's no penalty for companies that don't report it. Like I've said, if I've said it once, I've said it 100 times, guys, we don't have a GOP. We don't have a grand old party in Tennessee. We have a COP. You know what a COP is? That is a corporately owned party. Go to the Follow the Money report. Type in Follow the Money report. Go there. Followthemoneyreport.net. Hit that button and see that 90%+ of Republican leadership's campaign dollars come from left-leaning corporations and special interests outside their district. And you wonder why we can't get anything done on a variety of issues. It's because they've been bought. Guys, go to TennesseeConservativeNews.com, hit that support button. I don't have my props. I'm running late to pick up my five-year-old at school. She's staying a long day today, so I gotta hustle out of here. And we need your help. We need your help. A lot of folks kind of tune out after the legislative session, but our bills don't tune out, I'll tell you that. And if you go to TennesseeConservativeNews.com, you give any amount, we'll send you two bumper stickers as my way of saying thanks and a heartfelt letter and a directory of your elected officials, and we hope that many of those will be replaced in the upcoming election. And finally, if you give $50 or more, or if you give a recurring donation of $10 or more, we will send you a proud Tennessee Conservative tumbler and koozie to keep your beverages chilly and cold this summer, because you'll need it. You'll need it. It's going to be a heat wave. I can feel it coming on. It's in my bones. Next story, guys. Here we go. What do we got? It's no secret. Criminals released under soft-on-crime approach, allowing Tennessee criminal mill to continue. Tennessee's city centers continue to be plagued by repeat offenders as both violent and career criminals are released out to the streets. For example, Carl Hamilton had already been arrested multiple times for criminal trespassing, public intoxication, and drug paraphernalia. However, these charges were all dropped the day before he was accused of attacking an Amazon delivery driver, and now he's being charged with aggravated rape, aggravated kidnapping, and robbery. Hamilton seems to be a prime candidate for the reigning poster child of recidivism in Tennessee. The Nashville man has been arrested and charged over 90 times. That is a 9 with a 0 in the last 14 years, being released back into the public again and again. But Hamilton isn't the only repeat offender to make headlines over the last couple of weeks. Jamian Taylor was released from jail last week on a $3,000 bond for charges of assault, among other things. Within days of his release, Taylor attempted to kidnap a 15-year-old student of MLK Junior Magnet School in Nashville as she got off a school bus. little girl getting off the school bus, and this piece of human excrement does this stuff because the people in power and authority don't protect the innocent and the weak. Weak men make hard times. And that's why we're going through hard times right now. It's why we've gone through hard times the last 4 years. And in July of last year, Joel Bowman made headlines being the would-be school shooter of pre-K Jewish school in Memphis. As of the 30th, Bowman posted $100,000 on bond, lowered from $1 million only the day before. Amazing, guys. You can't make this stuff up. Next story. DEA reclassification of marijuana may force Tennessee legislators to reconsider the issue. The Department of Justice has made a recommendation to the DEA to lower the classification of pot from Schedule 1 to Schedule 3, which would still be a controlled substance, would be prescribed for medical use. A change at the federal level would not automatically alter the current marijuana, Mary Jane, that dank stuff, regulations on Tennessee. Some Schedule 3 drugs can still be purchased with limitations, and others are not legal at all. Republican State Senator Janice Bowling has sponsored several bills attempting to legalize marijuana for medical purposes in the state. However, no legislation has passed. She has previously stated that delaying the legalization of the drug is hindering those who could benefit from it medically. However, conservatives are split on the issue, so it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. But practically speaking, guys, marijuana's legal. It's as legal as the day is long in Tennessee. I don't know about you, but if you got two eyeballs, you got two eyeballs and you drive around any town, you'll see many, many pot shops. Many, many pot shops. Okay? They're there. They're making money and they're sending revenue to your government. They've let them stay open. It's in convenience stores. It is everywhere. Is it the same? No. It's like one molecule different. It's man-made, some kind of concocted something. But it's there. And so it's hilarious that they even have any qualms about it when people can obviously see that the stuff's here and that Republicans are all for it being here. And just, if you're going to be for something, just be for it and come out and make your case, but don't lie to people and try to mislead them. That's my opinion. Next story. And the last one, Governor Lee signs law increasing criminal penalty for indirect abuse or harm of a child. Governor Lee signed a bill into law this week that significantly increases penalties for individuals who indirectly cause harm or death to a child, even if they're not the ones directly inflicting the abuse. The law raises the penalty for child endangerment by a parent or custodian of a child of 8 years or younger from a Class A misdemeanor to a Class D felony. If the parent or guardian knowingly exposes the child to abuse or neglect, resulting in physical injury or imminent harm. Additionally, the increased penalty from a Class D felony to a Class B felony for individuals who negligently engage in conduct placing a child of 8 or younger in imminent danger of bodily harm. The impetus behind this legislation stems from the alarming rise of child trafficking cases across Tennessee, particularly in Middle Tennessee, because we live in a corrupt culture. We live in a corrupt culture led by corrupt men. I think I may have mentioned this the last time we did this podcast, but a good friend of mine and a supporter, John Ballinger, of our publication, and I were talking about the state of affairs. Just what's going on? You know, our federal government is trying to make it mandatory for men to compete in women's sports. We've got anti-Semitism all over the nation on clear display that is culturally acceptable to a large variety of people in this country. We got past that stuff, got over it, and the left continues to resurrect it. They just changed the label. They changed the group to target. But he was talking, John was, about in the Bible, it said that when you're going to appoint leaders, they need to do three things. They need to be able, meaning they need to have talent. They need to be leaders, good leaders. Number two is they need to fear God. And number three is they have to hate a bribe. Hate a bribe, because a bribe corrupts. And what we have up in Nashville with the Republican leadership right now is a class of leaders that love a bribe. And then their fear of God goes out the window, and then their ability to serve their constituency follows close behind. The bribes and the bribe givers, which are mainly these left-leaning corporations like that Chinese company we just talked about, wants more of your money to probably go belly up, just like Ford Motor Company wanted more of your money, $2 billion, to go belly up with the division. What are the consequences? Is Governor Lee going to write a check at a Lee company? Nope, that's all on your shoulders, Tennessee taxpayers. Guys, what's going on this weekend? I'm going to go pick up Ruby Dooby Doo, our oldest, Sylvia is going to a church camp this weekend. That's going to be exciting for her over the weekend. I've got a birthday party of a near and dear family friend that we're going to go to in Ringgold, Georgia, Saturday night. And then Sunday, I don't know what we got to do Sunday. Sunday, I'm hoping maybe we can just stay at home. I had a long week. My other company that pays my bills, because I don't make any money running the Tennessee Conservative. I do this as a volunteer. I'm still 200 grand in the hole. I do this as a volunteer. My other company had an annual planning meeting this week where my staff came in from out of state, and we got together to figure out what we're going to do moving forward, because I have a very seasonal business, very busy in the winter and late fall, very slow in the summer and the spring, and that coincides with the busy season at the Tennessee Conservative because the legislature's in session. So I get both barrels in the winter. That's why you never see me. That's why I'm like a hermit in those months. So that's what I'm going to do. I know y'all are really worried about what's going on in my garage, but I've made some progress in there. We've got two cars parked in the garage now. Two. I just got one more little section. I'm going to get in there and make something happen. Make something happen this weekend. Maybe put the hammock out in the backyard, lay around, soak up some sun. Hope to go work out right now and then take Ruby to the pool if they have childcare for a little while. So old Uncle BL can get his fitness in. Guys, I love you. I mean it. Do pay attention in these upcoming elections. You need to figure out these rhinos that have conservative challengers. You need to do two things. Number one, you need to contact their campaign. Say, how can I help? Can I knock on doors? Can I make phone calls? Can I mail letters? Can I tell my friends and family about it? Knocking on doors is probably one of the most effective things you can do. Gin up some courage and do it. And the other one is you need to write them a check. And it needs to hurt a little bit. And while you're writing them a check, you can write the Tennessee Conservative one and mail it to P.O. Box 625, Signal Mountain, Tennessee 37377, or go to TennesseeConservativeNews.com/support, because we got to pay these reporters and we got to pay the overhead all through the summer, and we're going to bring you the kind of election coverage you ain't going to get from the corporately funded media and the leftist hacks that masquerade as independent journalists in this state. You're only going to get it from us. Guys, be good. Have a great weekend. God bless you. I'll see you next weekend in the TenCon Big 7. Until next time, it's old Brandon Lewis signing off. Take care, guys.